Well, folks, I'm sitting with Anthony Beckman, and we are talking about Belletto wines, and this is Belletto Vineyards at its best, and for me, it's at its best. I love Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, which is really your signature. Zinfandel has to be a signature, too, but I love Zinfandel, so I'm really looking forward to this bottle.
This is a distinct bottling. Because of our location, we're so south in the southern tip of the Russian River Valley that it is cool climate Zinfandel. So, you know, Zin runs this broad spectrum. You can go to the far, far side, and it's 18% alcohol. It's a little bit sweet. It's big. It's got broad shoulders. It's kind of a cocktail wine that you drink and enjoy for just this lush, hedonistic sort of like, wow, pop your head off sort of wine. And I don't have any problem with that. There's times when you want that. This Zinfandel is the opposite spectrum of that. It's got bright acidity. It's got really a brambly profile. The tannins are light. The acid is high. The alcohol is a little bit lower. It's got a texture to it that's more light and balanced as opposed to big and thick. I always call it a claret style of wine. I was just tasting wines with an importer from England. She said she's like, I've never been a Zinfandel fan because they're too big, and I love this Zinfandel. And I go, that's exactly what it is. And should we want to make that giant Zinfandel, we couldn't do it. Like, even if you said, oh, I'll pay you $20 million and make a Zin like that, we just are too cold where these vines are planted, and it would be just an impossible wine for us to make where we are. So again, we're making something distinct and delicious from these estate vineyards that we own, and that's really what's important. And every year, the Zinfandel, I've been making the Zin for 8 years now, and every year, the Zin is so similar, has these same qualities throughout: the brambly berry, the brightness, sort of this nice herbaceous tone that lends a balance and an interesting segment to it year after year after year. And that's what really makes a wine like this special.
This really lends itself to food, and people are not aware of how good Zinfandel is with food. I go into different cuisines like Chinese and other things with it, and you just sit there and go, let's open another bottle.
Absolutely, and I think you can make that statement about most all wines where they're acid-based as opposed to more fruit and texture-based. You know, when you have that acidity to cut through food, it's really sets the stage for the next bite of food. People talk about food and wine pairings, and I think there's a lot of rules that I don't agree with. The biggest rule is the wine has to have the acidity to handle food. And if it doesn't have that, then I usually drink them before dinner or with something light like cheese. But when you go into like a hearty food, you need something to balance the heartiness of the food. And that's usually what acidity does in a wine for me.
Well, folks, we're going to experiment here with this bottle and maybe one more as food just came to the table. And Zinfandel at its best here with Belletto. You are going to enjoy this dish as much as I am. But you said you weren't hungry, so you want me to take over?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Please, none for me.
Well, folks, you are listening to Have Wine, Will Travel, and this is an adventure of Dr. Vino, yours truly, and also Chef Terry Lutzen. Terry has had Fumé Bistro in Napa Valley for 10 years, and that makes me a lucky man sitting with this gentleman. And, sir, you have gone and prepared one more dish because this wine made you very creative, but this is off the menu tonight as a special. Tell me about this, and you talk so I can eat.
All right, Doc. After tasting your wine, this dish was perfect for it. It's a certified Black Angus New York steak rubbed with black peppercorn, grilled, and then we are serving it with Telemi cheese mashed potatoes, and that's a really soft, creamy cheese native to Northern California, topping it with a Cabernet demi-glace with green peppercorn. Little peppery, little spicy. Just to top it all off, we've got a little bit of farm fresh watercress. Delicious dish.
I am speechless. Terry knows that I'm a big New York strip fan, but does not really know that I am just a pepper steak freak here, folks. And this is going to be a monumental task to finish this after all our other dishes, but I'm going to do this. It's one of those situations, Terry, where you need to open more wine.
Doc, I've never seen a steak you couldn't handle, so.
Well, we'll move on now because we did leave a little room for dessert. Well, folks, it's a very crisp morning here as we drive, and we are in Sonoma County this week, and I'm sitting with John Belletto, and we are going to be talking about some history here in Sonoma County. Great to be with you, sir, and this is Sonoma County at its best. Zinfandel, Pinot Noir, and also some great Chardonnays coming out of this region, and the world has taken notice.
Absolutely. Here in the Russian River Valley, we're actually in the southern part of the Russian River Valley, and some of the best Pinot Noirs in Chardonnays out of this area are just fabulous wines and right up there with the top 10 wines in the world. And even a few years ago, Kosta Browne's Pinot Noir from this area was actually the number one wine.
in the world. So we're so blessed to be able to be farmers and growers and vintners in this area.
Well, it's an amazing area and really has come to the forefront here, and especially the Sonoma Coast. Let's tell folks about your history. That goes back to the late 70s.
That's correct. In 1977, I was a senior at Anley High School here in Sebastopol. At that time, the main crop here was apples. My dad had a small five-acre vegetable farm. He passed away 6 months later from cancer, and I took the five-acre farm over in 1977, my mother and I. And in about 10 years, we grew it into the largest truck farm north of San Francisco, shipping up to 2 million cartons a year at one point in the mid-80s. And through that time, we acquired about 500 acres of land along the way and started planting wine grapes in 1995 with some land that we didn't have enough water to grow vegetables on. So with that, we just kind of expanded from 35 acres in 95 to now we have over 600 acres as of now here in the Russian River Valley. So it's been a great ride so far.
And really, we have to put that in perspective for people. That is a lot of acreage.
That's correct. Well, 600 acres will basically be about 4,000 tons of grapes, and that'll in turn make about 250,000 cases of wine.
I'm now going to introduce you to the winemaker here at the winery. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Well, folks, it's time for some great food here, and we have had a couple of courses, but we have another one that just came to the table. We are at Applewood Restaurant here. Chef Shelley is sitting here with me, and that dish looks beautiful. It has changed since I was here last time.
Yes, this is our miso glazed cod. We use black cod and marinate it in a miso sugar sake mixture for a few days and sear it up until that skin gets nice and crisp. And today we're serving it with some lobster, whole pieces of beautiful, succulent, buttery lobster.
Ooh, and the presentation is just gorgeous. You've been here for a long time, and each dish that comes out is part of your passion, and the way that you serve food is pretty amazing here. Your own little venue here.
Well, thank you. Yeah, Ty and I definitely like to make sure one of us sees each and every plate that goes out and adjust things so they're just perfect, just the way we like them.
Well, folks, we are going to move on now. This dish is gorgeous, and I'm a little bit hesitant for some of the white wines. I think we need to get into the red wines with this dish.
Absolutely. The filet definitely needs a nice, hearty red wine with it. It absolutely complements the bone marrow and Bordelaise and the succulent filet. It just melts in your mouth.
Shelley actually was trying to put some of the filet in her mouth as she was speaking then, and that's one of the things that happens on radio, folks. We'll move on now. You're listening to Have Wine, We'll Travel and the Adventures of Dr. Vino. I'm enjoying this one, folks. We saved you a seat.